Subject of today's sermon is the Holy Spirit. In our text, John writes the words of Jesus, and he names the Holy Spirit as the Helper, the Spirit of Truth. In John 15:26-27, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have little to say about the Holy Spirit. John, on the other hand, has a lot to say. I mean, we've been introduced to the Holy Spirit early in this book. And in chapters 14 through 16, the Upper Room Discourse, Jesus spends quite a bit of time talking about the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. It is the Holy Spirit's role in the life of believers to convict of sin, to glorify the person of Jesus and transform believers into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, who abides in Christians and produces much fruit in and through them. So when we read earlier in chapter 15 about abiding in Christ, bearing fruit, we're talking about this connection that God makes between a sinner and himself through the Holy Spirit, who generates faith in a dead sinner, enabling that person to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to understand the work that Christ has done on the cross to save sinners from eternal damnation. The Holy Spirit is critical. Without the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, a person, no matter how smart they are, no matter how experienced they are, no matter how wise they believe they are, can do nothing to advance the kingdom of God. We see this in John 15. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This passage talks about Jesus saying that he is going to ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. But you'll recall in chapter 1, Jesus, in a prayer meeting with his disciples, ordered them not to leave until the Holy Spirit has come. Why is that? Because if you just try to be religious and stay busy and active in doing all kind of religious stuff in the name of Christ, you're going to be working in vain. You need the Holy Spirit to empower you to live a holy life. You need the Holy Spirit to give you the mind of Christ, to understand God. You need the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. James talks about wisdom of the world and wisdom from above. Wisdom from the world produces strife. It's selfish ambition. And you see it all over the place. I know what to do. I can solve this problem. No, you can't. Just look at Washington and you find out what the wisdom of the world looks like. Can't even talk. The wisdom of God is from above. It's pure. It's peaceful. It produces the fruit of righteousness. People who do not have the Holy Spirit think from the ways of the world. They try to take the wisdom of the world and the works of the world and superimpose them on the church and on Christians and say, here's the way you got to do this. And the Holy Spirit saying, it's not like that. Because God has a different plan, but you don't know it because you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, directing you and guiding you. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person, the person who has not been born again by the Holy Spirit, does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Oh, how often churches languish because they trust in the spirit of the world rather than seek the Spirit of truth. Now, in our text, we see in verse 18 some troubling words from Jesus. What he's doing here is he's talking about the world that hates him and hates those who follow him. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you. Love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you? A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him. That's what the natural person is. One who does not know God. They do not know who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. The hatred. Now, sitting over there and I'm trying to think, where do I go with this sermon? Pastor Ben speaks, great children's sermon, about God's love and how we're to love. The choir comes along, and even though Satan tried to interrupt things, they pressed on and talked about this love that's written in red. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's a theme here about love, and I'm talking about hatred. How does this work? Now, here's how the Holy Spirit helps. Verses 26 and 27. Jesus said, but when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you will also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Okay, God, I spent about 15 hours on this sermon, and now you're telling me you have a different message for the congregation today. So what is that? Well, there's a message here of love. And there's a message of truth. And this message comes in a backdrop of hatred. So what God is saying to us is this. Christians, the world's going to hate you. It's going to hate you because it doesn't know God. All right, we'll leave that as the backdrop, the context. But the focus here is, Jesus says, I will send you a helper so that you know how to do ministry and you have the power from on high to be able to bear witness of me even when the world hates you. You get it? We live in a nation that's filled with hatred. How do Christians deal with all of this hatred? The lawlessness. The lack of love. The persecution. The attacks. We can wage war on social media. We can have counter-protests. We can do all kind of stuff. But what does God want us to do? God wants us to love even our enemies. But it's so hard to do that. Where do we get the strength to keep loving people that slap you in the face? Where do you get the love not to retaliate with words? Where do you get the love to love people who are different from you and who may have offended you, who may have even done worse? Where do you get this love from? God provides it. The helper, the comforter, the advocate, the Spirit of truth. He enables us to do what we cannot do on our own. Just as we cannot save ourselves from damnation, God had to, in His grace, provide a way. And He did through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in bringing sinners who were at enmity with God, who hated God, who killed God. God used that evil and turned it into good so that the way to reconciliation with God the Father was through faith in His Son, who evil people killed. Now, just as God provides a way for us to be reconciled to Him, that we go from being against God and haters of God to become children of God and those who love God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, God makes a way for His church, for His people, to continue to be a witness for Him, even when the world hates us. The key here is walking in the Holy Spirit. The key is living in the Spirit. The key is abiding in the Spirit. The Spirit is the one who connects us to God the Father, to Jesus Christ. If you haven't been born by the Holy Spirit, born again, there is no connection. There may be an intellectual connection. Yeah, I know that Jesus is this, that, and the other thing. I know that He has these promises. I know that God has a plan, but it doesn't register in the heart. It doesn't change us. It doesn't transfer us. Instead of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we have the fruit of the world. You say something nasty to me, I'm going to let you have it. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Bad theology. God makes a way. And He sent His Son to be that way. And His Son petitioned the Father to send His Holy Spirit to dwell permanently in the lives of believers. And He is our helper. He empowers us to be a witness when everyone's against us. He is the one that enables us to love when people just want to hate. Our nation is burning. What should the church be doing? Loving God, loving our enemies, loving His Word, keeping His commandments, and boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we want to fool around with all these other things, our nation's going to continue to burn. We need to go to God. Go to God and ask Him to convict us of our sins. Not starting in Washington or New York or Virginia or Rhode Island or in California, but starting right here in the heart of my heart. That's God's plan for us to be the salt that will preserve, to be the light that will shine in the darkness and show people another way. But there's a great cost to do that. An enormous cost. And if Christians are too casual to assume that cost, they're part of the problem, not part of the solution. It is God's will for us to be part of the solution. And He does things and works in mighty strange ways that counter all of the thinking, all of the planning, all of the designs that people have to make things great again. It's no secret that Jesus Christ is not welcome in the public schools. But I witnessed, and some of you witnessed yesterday, how Jesus Christ was magnified in the public school. Right, Dr. Joe? There's a memorial service for Dr. Joe's youngest brother, Abel, who's a legend in Coatesville. And they had the service yesterday afternoon. That went for, 2.5 hours? It's supposed to go for an hour. But it continued to go and go and go. And what stood out in that service is Jesus Christ was magnified. I've been in that auditorium when there's been protests, when people are screaming and yelling, when people are cursing, where people are just demanding resignations, where there's such hatred, such racism, such walls being constructed that people storm out, all upset. What's happening to our community? But yesterday, in that same auditorium, there was love all over the place. Right, Doc? And there was that love because of Jesus Christ. People giving glory to Jesus. Well, the preacher of the day even gave an invitation to trust in Christ. I was sitting on a platform watching people, and they were starting to get uncomfortable, some of those folks. I thought we were supposed to honor Abel for being such a great football player. And what are these guys doing preaching the gospel? God made a way because He loved everybody in that auditorium, and He wants everybody in that auditorium saved. And He made sure that that was happening through His Holy Spirit who came. And you can just sense Him taking over the service. It kept on building out, testimony after testimony. We had church at Coatesville Senior High School yesterday.
Amen.
Remarkable. And people, after 2.5 hours, didn't storm out. Let's get out of here and get on to dinner. They were hanging out. They were loving on each other. They were thanking each other. They were praising each other. Different colors, different nationalities, different classes. We're all together. Holy Spirit bore witness. And the believers, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bore witness to Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, right in the auditorium of a public high school. That wouldn't happen if it wasn't God at work. That wouldn't have happened if there was no Holy Spirit. It was a great day for the church of Jesus Christ because Christ was elevated. The Helper came to stand in front of an auditorium of people and to give testimony. Is not an easy thing. But there's one who helped us. Not one person. Dozens. One after another. Testifying about God's grace. How great Abel was as a football player. All the touchdowns that he scored. The preacher said, but there was one goal line he had to cross, and he couldn't do it himself. He needed the help of the triune God to carry him across that goal line. And he made it. And he won. There was a testimony when Abel got saved. There was a testimony when he rededicated his life. And that encouraged all of us. What a contrast. A community that's had its problems, that has its walls. Those walls melted yesterday. And it was a great celebration of life. And I trust a great celebration of eternal life for those that trusted in the Lord. This is how the Holy Spirit's at work. This is how the Holy Spirit works to bear witness to Christ and how He works through us even today to get the gospel out against a backdrop of hatred. Yesterday was an encouragement to me because if it can happen here in that town, why can't it happen throughout the nation? Why can't it happen when the church rises up and proclaims Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit? Why can't it? It can. But do we believe that He can? Do we believe that He could use us as His instruments of bringing the gospel across? That we can love people? That we can keep on going even when we're rejected? Do you believe? The Lord helped us. And the Lord will continue to help us because His Holy Spirit has a purpose, and that's to glorify the Son until the Son returns. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Is He your helper? Are you following the Spirit of truth and understanding God's plan? Or do you have your own plan of how you want to live your life? or the direction the church should go, or how we deal with the social problems that we face, how we deal with the pain. The Holy Spirit is critical. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Jesus prayed that a helper would be given to you. As we come to this communion table is a reminder of what God has done out of love for us. You know, sometimes we get disconnected from God because of pain or because of hatred or because somebody offends us. And we won't forgive. And we carry stuff around. And we have all kinds of stereotypes. Disconnected. We bear no fruit. We might stay busy, but what fruit is there that resembles Jesus Christ? Fruit of the Spirit. Tom was talking about it in the Sunday school class. I was eavesdropping, Tom. Good class. Very good class. Do I have the fruit of the Spirit? Am I connected to God? Or has this sin, something happened, has disconnected me, and I just feel as though I don't have any power to witness? I have no desire to pray. Got a prayer meeting tonight, but the Super Bowl is on. What's your choice? Nation going up in smoke? Or entertainment? I wait for the day that the Holy Spirit moves us and convicts us to the point where we start praying and it won't end. And it's not 13 or 14 people. It's the whole congregation crying out, God, have mercy on us. Sinners, God, save us. We need help, don't we? And God has provided it through His Holy Spirit. As we come to this table, if there's something that's separating us, disconnecting us from God, confess it to Him. And focus on His love that He has for you in forgiving your sin. That will enable you to forgive the sins of other people. That will enable you to love them with all your heart, mind, and soul. How are you doing with the Lord? Are you connected or disconnected? Now is the time to be reconnected. Pastor Ben is going to now come and lead us in prayer.